Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World. And welcome, everybody, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Well, we have the big speech tonight. I don't know what time it is. I'm not really into political speeches because they really don't mean anything. It's all talk unless something is done. But Mr. Biden, president-elect, and the millions and millions of people who have suffered from the stupidity of the politicians and, you know, not caring and getting off on all these ridiculous tantrums and more. Let's make it right, you know. Now, there are millions of disabled people in this country who can't get help because the system is not functioning in the right way. The government sends money to the agencies, taxes the people pay taxes. We have to go and fight with these agencies and argue and try to convince them that we have a right to live our lives. That shouldn't be. To Biden, will you make everything accessible? You should. You want people to work? You want people to be able to go for a job and be able to get into a place and know that everything will be there for them to do the job? You should want that, because that's going to bring money to the government in the form of taxes. We don't have that in this country. I don't think you have it in any country. But we have a stupid law, a set of rules, or whatever you want to call it. And let me give you an example of the ADA. About 3 years ago, I went to a New York City to meet a friend of mine to take a bus for the disabled, I forget what they call it at the moment, to go and help a blind woman who was trapped in a nursing home. Young, fairly young woman, only 50, 55, 57 years old. They wouldn't let me on the bus, the vehicle, because I have a guide dog. Now, this has been going on for 3 years. Even though the ADA is supposed to be there to protect us. This is a classic example of what I'm talking about. You know, the bus company and the transit authority who runs it tried to get it thrown out of the court. They tried to get it dismissed on several occasions. Fortunately, the judge wouldn't go along with them. But this has been going on for 3 years. A simple, simple thing of a blind person denied access to the paratransit in New York City. For name, I can't think of it right now. Accessoride. To the Accessoride in New York City. Okay? This is what we are talking about. This is what we have to deal with. You know? There should be strict enforcement. Any person going on a vehicle to get someplace, a public vehicle or what have you, is not told you can't come on here because you can see. You know how stupid that sounds, right? But yet that's what they said to me, and they've done it to other people too, not just me. It's the same thing. Where's the enforcement? Mr. Biden, we need enforcement of the law. You shouldn't have to waste a judge's time and the taxpayer's time and money to go to court because you're blind and they wouldn't let you on an accessor ride. There should be enforcement. The people should be fined if they don't comply. They should be arrested. That's the kind of enforcement we need. All down through the whole system. Strict enforcement. Same thing with the job situation. Make everything accessible. And by the way, the government doesn't have to pay for all this. Mandate the agencies to start raising money. Let the government pay half of the cost. Now that would save tremendous amounts of money right there. And do that all the way down the line. You can do it with medical. You can do it with accessibility, service dogs. You want to talk about people being denied help? Where do you go for help when you're denied a service dog, guide dog, blind, a service dog if you're disabled? The agencies that train the dogs in this school, in this country, are not licensed. There's no law. They raise $100,000. They use us to raise the money. They get the money from the public. No law, no protection. They deny people and keep the money. Mr. Biden, you want to do something for everybody? License the guide dog schools. Give us a fair chance. Pass a law. That's what you can do for the millions of us. And do the same thing all the way down the line. The agencies raise the money so that a person who goes for a job, who's disabled, may need some equipment or modification of the job, will just be able to dial the phone, and the equipment will be there in a matter of days, so the person can get the job. That's how it should be. Not tear us apart with evaluation and all this stuff, and the agency gets the money and we wind up with nothing. What kind of a system is that? That's a horrible system. People to work, give us the tools. Put them right there in the place where the job is when we go for the job. Make it easy for us as it is for other people. Mr. Biden, make everything accessible. Give us the right to live our lives. The horror of the nursing home, we've seen it just recently when the governor in this state and other states would not release people from the nursing homes and the virus started to come in. Even though those people were on, most of them were on programs, why didn't he activate the programs under the emergency and get people out, get them into their own apartment? Why didn't he mandate the agencies to raise the money and let the government put up half and save money? He did nothing. In fact, he left people in there to die. Mr. Biden, rid of these nursing homes. Let a person live their life in their own apartment, home. Now, we've come up with an idea called Volunteer Plus. Mandate the agencies to start raising the money. The state has a very difficult time paying for 24/7 care for people. That's why a lot of people go into the nursing homes. That's why a lot of people can't get out of the nursing homes. Excuse me. Mandate the agencies to raise the money. Put it into a fund. get some of these caregivers who are certified to volunteer their time and compensate them for that. And by that we mean pay their phone bill, pay a car insurance, pay a mortgage, depending on how much time they are willing to donate. Mr. Biden, mandate the agencies. Let us, the disabled, help them raise the money so that we can live our lives and not have to struggle and fight. And Mr. Biden, when we come back, I got a big one for you, sir. Inner Sight Around the World, Tom's River, New Jersey, Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, great, great Akita, adopting Akita, and a good dog. You need one for a service dog or just a plain old pet, or you have a child who's disabled. Akita is a great lover of children. You get the right one. You got to evaluate the dog. Not every dog can serve like people. All right. 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Hey, nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food. And the number is 631-484-3085. You can dial him up. And medical when he's able to do it. All right, so check it out. Nobody starves on Long Island. Long Island Connection on Facebook. Trying to make a difference. Check them out. And you'll find their website through the Facebook. All the beautiful children of the world. Honor them. Take care of them. Remember those who have passed. Little Tommy, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, we remind you. All right, some of our friends in the past, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruellLawCenter.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern.com, and the Good Mojo Printers, I think I mentioned them. All right. Also, Silo, Center for Independent Living here in Suffolk County, used to be our friend. Well, I don't know if they still are, but one day we'll find out. All right. Inner Sight Around the World, and James Bahamundi, attorney, civil rights, 516-783-9662. If you think you've been discriminated against, give Jim a call. Talking tonight to Mr. Biden, president-elect, and the big question, is he going to make everything accessible? One of the biggest fears that we face as disabled people is losing our disability when we're still disabled. Now, we at Inner Sight strongly believe that we have earned that money with some very, very difficult, hard work, and that no one has the right to take it away from us. The reason millions of people are stuck in these nursing homes is because the nursing home takes all their money. How are you supposed to be independent and self-sufficient? See what happens. So, Mr. Joe Biden, please pass a law in this country that no one can take away a disabled person's money unless they're not disabled anymore. That should be the only reason. All right? Or if they're using it for harm or criminal activity, of course. But let us live our lives. Don't touch the money that we have earned as disabled people. Many of us have earned it with our blood. You know, and it's really outrageous that it's interfering with many people wanting to go to work. You know, you go to work, you lose your disability, then you lose your job, and try to get the disability back, and it's horrible. And in the meantime, what usually happens is they put you on supplementary income, and then you got to pay them back, or they put you on welfare, and you wind up having to pay that back, all because you lost your disability. Shouldn't be. Don't touch that money. It belongs to us, what little they give us. And I venture to say that if a law like that is passed, the government will make money on it, because I think more and more people will have a big incentive to work, where you don't have to worry about your benefits being taken away. So, Mr. Biden, sir, please, President, give us the freedom. Give us the accessibility. Put up a law like that. Fight for it. We'll help you. All right. Around the world, we don't have an engineer, so the phones are not open tonight. Unless she gets in here. But the speech is supposed to be tonight. We thank Mr. Biden for wanting to give us the stimulus money that we should all have had months ago, you know. And it's really unfortunate that things, you know, you got to fight and argue. But you see, that's what we have to do with the agencies. The Congress is seeing a little example of what we're talking about. You know, for those who want to put through the $2,000 stimulus and finding opposition and all that. We have to do that all the time, every day. A lot of disabled people don't even bother with these agencies because they don't want to go through all that. So we thank Mr. Biden for wanting to get us the $2,000. All right, in a sight around the world, and tomorrow night is the funnies. Don't forget, we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow night. We have an old Red Fox piece that we're going to goof off with. Red's Big Box, we call it. Fred's Big Box. We'll explain that to you tomorrow. And we'll do The Philosopher, probably, and a lot of other crazy stuff. Louis usually comes around Friday night and goofs off. So tune us in tomorrow night. You want to have some fun and get a little ridiculous on Inner Sight. And by the way, if you want to make a comment on the show tonight, call the Inner Sight line at 631-224-3090 and leave a comment, and we'll acknowledge it tomorrow night or Monday, because the phones are not operating tonight. I would suspect that everyone is going to listen to Mr. Biden anyway, but I don't know. I don't know what time it's on. All right. Around the world. Yes, Inner Sight goes around the world. We have, what, over 100,000 listeners and growing. And we urge the new president, please, make everything accessible. Let us help you raise the money to do it. That's what Inner Sight is trying to do. We want to help our government, many of us. Not all of us, but many of us. Not all of us can help, but that's all right. Those of us who can, will, and should. You know, mandate these agencies start raising money for the various programs. Housing is a big problem in this country. Why? Because the money is being spent in the wrong way. The agency should be raising the money for the housing. The government should put up half. You know, we're not saying that fire everybody. No, we're saying change the way these agencies function. It's a big difference. And give the agencies the power to fundraise. We had an idea, and we talked about it, and we believe strongly in it. And it bring back the telethon, you know, a couple of times a year. Why not? You could do a telethon with all these agencies combined and bring on people who are being helped, who don't have to struggle anymore because the money is being raised and put into a debit card, similar to the SNAP program.
Yeah, of course.
That's what you need to do, Mr. Biden. Mandate these agencies. Let disabled people stand up and help raise the money. We don't have to be paid for that.
No, we don't.
Our pay will be the help that we're going to get. The fruits of our labor. The help we're going to get without having to fight with the agencies. That's what we need, Mr. Biden. A new system, a new way of doing things, because the old way has failed. What has happened? Take a look at it. Every advocate group in this country has harassed the government for more money, more money, more money. And where are we? Where are we?
Same place. Same place.
No, no, we're worse. We're not the same place.
Yeah.
We're worse.
Same worst place.
Look what happened with this virus. Look at all the people trapped in these nursing homes.
Well, they're worse, yeah.
And what good?
I'm saying things aren't getting
better.
Do these
programs do?
Nothing.
They haven't done a damn thing. The independent living centers who administer these programs, they haven't stood up to the governor in all these states and said, hey, get these people out. They're on the program. We got them on. Emergency is here. Get them out. They can't stand up to the governor and demand that.
No.
You know what the governor will do? He'll take away their damn money and get some other jackasses in there.
Yeah.
Mandate the agencies, Mr. Biden, to raise the money. Put it into a debit card so that the person doesn't have to go into a damn nursing home. so that the person can get out if they're in there. Coupled with the other law that you should pass, Mr. Biden, where no one can take away a disabled person's money.
That's true.
Very important.
Very.
We've worked for that money. We earned it. All right. Oh, since you're here, how about the Able News?
You'll get it a little frog sounding, but that's okay. had dental work yesterday, so that just explains it. Anyway, here's Able News. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about disabled. Oh, my goodness. you better do it, Frank. I don't think I could even speak it.
Able News around the world.
There you go.
Around the paper on and about the disabled. Been around for what? Almost 30 years.
Yeah,
Angela,
it is 30 years.
Melanie, my good friend, editor-in-chief, and they got a column. Oh, my favorite column is the personals.
Oh, yeah. That's what
I don't think they're doing much with that now with this virus, though.
No, there's no personals. They took it away right now.
They took it out? Oh, come on.
For now,
Do it on the phone. They should have personals on the phone. Yeah. Why not? You get to know somebody. You talk to them. All right.
Okay.
Columns by professionals. The feature of the disabled is a priority.
Yes,
and anything you want to know, information. They got a calendar of events. I don't know what's on it, but you can put your online event on that calendar.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people are doing that. Able News. Yeah. Get a free subscription. Subscribe to Able News. And we thank them for sponsoring Inner Sight. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. By the way, the call-in number now, since we have the engineer, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, and if you're listening to Mr. Biden's speech, I don't know what time it's on. I don't pay attention to political speeches.
It was on already. It was on.
Oh, all right. It was on already.
Yeah. I woke up to hearing the end of it, but I'll listen to it for tomorrow. Well, Monday at least.
All right. So
here is Maureen, if you'd like to take a call. She's been on 27 minutes.
So we'll take a call from Maureen.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I didn't listen to the speech.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we all fell
anyway.
Probably.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I said
you
we all probably fell asleep, including myself.
And no, I was awake. I just didn't want to hear it. I didn't know it was that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be on that early anyway. But I'll hear some little snippets of it. I don't think we're getting the $2,000. I think we're only getting an additional $1,400.
I thought that too because I saw something online about it. So right before I came on the show, I'm like, well, that changed by 600.
Yeah, because in total it'll be 2,000. What with the 600 last month and the 1,400 new, that equals 2,000. But I thought we were going to get an additional 2,000.
So did I.
Mm-hmm.
So did everybody.
That went out the window, obviously.
Well, I'm
did
looking
he,
at it now.
Did well, we didn't hear it much of it, and I didn't hear any of it.
Yeah,
I'm sure the disabled weren't mentioned, though.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
Yeah, what were you saying?
Direct payments of $1,400 to most Americans, bringing the total of relief to $2,000. Here you go.
Right.
That's what it just
there
said.
It is.
That's what he calls for. Here it is.
So it wasn't going to be an additional $2,000.
In
total, it's $2,000.
Meantime.
Wait a minute. Wait. Look, you're talking over. What would you say, Maureen?
So it's not going to be an additional 2,000. It's going to equal 2,000 with the 600 last month and 1,400 in the future.
Right.
It's going to equal 2,000.
Other stuff to help too. He increased the federal per week unemployment benefit, extending it through September. He also increased the federal minimum wage, if anybody can get a job, to $15 an hour. Extended eviction and foreclosure moratoriums until the end of September next year. That's what he wants to do.
Of next year or this year?
Next year.
2022?
No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This year, sorry. So it's until 21. Still thinking I'm in 2000, by the way. $350 billion. It feels like it, though. $350 billion in state and local government aid. $170 billion for K through 12 schools and institutions of higher education. $50 billion towards COVID-19 testing. $20 billion towards national vaccination program in partnership with states and local tribes, making the child tax credit full refund for the year, and increasing the credit to $3,000 per child and children under the age of six, $3,600. The plan is the first of two major spending initiatives Biden will seek in the first few months of his presidency, according to.
Wait, what was the kids under six and $3,000? What was that?
The children tax credit. Sorry, I'm a little slurry from my dental work. a lot of dental work, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
All this is contingent upon the Congress, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, and COVID was way down on the list, COVID, and no mention of disabled people?
I don't see any right now. None, as a matter of fact. That's the first 3 months that we left.
But I can't, all of a sudden there's interference on the phone. Say it again, sorry.
Yeah, we have some kind of a signal.
It's gone
better?
Now.
Yeah,
it's gone
better?
Now. Mm. Yeah.
All right, so he has a lofty plan, a very lofty plan right there. But that's for the first 3 months of his presidency, his 100 days in office.
Well,
then
there's nothing in there about enforcement, accessibility.
No.
You know, making sure that a disabled person doesn't lose their disability for as long as they're disabled.
Nothing. No.
There's nothing in there about any of that.
About that.
No. It's the same old stuff.
And they said 90% of his COVID plan is the same thing as Trump's.
Yeah, it probably is.
It is. Well, that's what everybody would say, and everybody would react. I think the only
it's the same old stuff. It's all money that they should be giving us. It doesn't do a damn thing for us. It leaves us in the same. Not one. What do you say about the nursing homes?
Nothing.
Not one damn word about the nursing home, right?
Nope.
There it is.
They're all the same. Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't worry. They could change their plan if we get a really good demonstration going about what we want to do, simply, and make it everybody agree upon that. That's going to be the hardest part of the demonstration, seriously.
Yeah,
getting
you got
people
a lot
to demonstrate,
of money for
too.
That.
I've been trying to get people for nursing homes who have nobody wants to be bothered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody thinks, here's the best thing that they tell me when I talk about the nursing homes. Well, what do you want people to do? throw out their family members, I say, back to them. And then they go, we're not throwing out our family. We're placing them. Yeah. It makes me feel that way. I don't know about you. I want to be with my mom and take care of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know
what I'm
saying about that very much.
Yeah.
Well, the answer is what do we want people to do? The answer is mandate these agencies to start raising the money, put our programming into practice, Volunteer Plus.
That's right.
That's what we want them to do.
That's what we want them to do. And then they say, oh, well, I don't think that'll work. Well, I certainly do think it will work. You know why? And then I start explaining the program.
What we have now certainly isn't working. Killing people.
Well, can't they give it a try anyway? Isn't it worth a try?
Right. That's right. And these are people who have totally everything going about them. That's the part that I really don't like, in a sense. I don't like when people have everything going about them and start to make judgments on people who
don't. What do you mean by everything going about them? I don't understand what you're talking about.
You know how they I'm not going to say this. I don't want to be jealous. I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to be just, I have my own life and they have their own. But sometimes it gets on my nerves. I'll tell you one thing that does get on my nerves is when somebody, when you propose something to them and then they come back with, well, how's that going to make a difference? Or they come back with an attitude saying, listen.
Well, you got
to
explain it to them how it's going to make the difference.
Yeah, and I do. And I do, and they still don't want to buy into it. Then I just
and they're the wrong ones.
And
the hell with them. We
I
don't need them. We got to get the right
ones. That's right.
You know, if that's how you feel about it, you want to keep paying
about,
all these taxes and everything, go ahead. You're the wrong person.
And how much was it given to COVID? That was a way down, and I don't think it was as much as other things, right, what he's given for COVID? I don't think so.
No, it wasn't. He's given to other things that to help the while COVID is around.
More.
He's giving other things to help.
He says he's going to give 100 million vaccines for the first 100 days. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, but I'm saying the other stuff have more precedent over COVID actually. Yeah, which is kind of nice. About time. You know?
Well, yesterday, the lady in the nursing home, because, you know, my mom got the vaccine yesterday. I was told she has no significant side effects. I don't know what that meant exactly, but she didn't go any further than nurse because it was too hard to hear. But anyway, I asked the other lady today. I called about the TV, and, I can't get that because I have to have it installed, and they're not allowed in now because the only floor that has phones, which is ridiculous, is the short-term floor. They have phones that are up and running already.
That
That's
isn't ridiculous because you know why? That's what all the rehabilitations do. That's their candy for the candy store. That is.
Well, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So much money
it
in
truly
rehabilitation.
Is.
Yes, but they make
so
money
now
with
I have,
it. That's their money maker.
Yeah, I have to do it.
That's
phone's
their
breaking
money
up
maker.
A little again, Susan.
That's their money.
Well,
maker.
I have to wait. I have to wait now till the visitors are allowed in and the people can go in. So you have Verizon go in. So we still can't talk every day. So I asked the lady today because she got the shot yesterday. My mom, you know, you still have to not in the nursing home, but when you're on the outside, even after you get the shot, you still have to wear the damn mask. So I said, why is that? Oh, we don't know yet if you know it's transmittable. So I said, well, do you know yet if you get the shot, do you not get the virus? Well, we're not really too sure about that. So what the hell is the point of the vaccine?
They don't have a clue.
I just hope I didn't make a mistake by giving my mom, you know, because I myself am not taking it, and I know a lot of my friends aren't either. So I just hope I didn't make the wrong decision about her. Because who the hell knows what's going on? They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. Fauci at the beginning was, oh, it's not going to be anything. Don't worry about it. It's going to be gone in no time. Blah, blah, blah.
He took his.
There was a professor There was a professor on the news earlier tonight, the former director of the preventative disease control, because they haven't prevented the same thing, but anyway. And this guy said, after a year that they're giving the vaccine, a year or more, they have to test these people to see if it's working. This comes from the former director of the disease control. So
what,
you know, these
what
people
is it?
Don't know what they're doing. They don't know a damn thing.
They don't. And they really don't. So that's why I think, I don't know. I may not let it get the second one. I don't know, because our friend who's the CNA in the other place said she heard that the second one is bad for the bones, and it's bad. You get a fever. It's worse than this one. And when I said that to the social worker, the head one in Silvercrest, she said, I've heard that too. Now, why am I making my poor mom, who's a healthy human, get this crap put in? I mean, I don't know
which is worse, the virus, the vaccine. Maureen, I don't believe people in nursing homes are in shape. Most people are in shape to endure this kind of thing. That could be dangerous.
No,
yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, then I'm told, well, you know, the people are coming in with it, and, well, that's... That's them. I've been tested every time, and I'm able to go into my mom. So if these workers are bringing it in, then why are they bringing it in? They're supposed to be tested. How are they getting in with it?
Yeah.
Why are they allowed in with it?
I have four people, and then they called again the other night, and another two people now. So there's six people total, and none of the patients.
Well, Hush has about 15.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. And then if they come in from the hospital and they come in with it after a couple of days, the testing doesn't make sense. The tracking and tracing doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. I think we should all just be allowed to. Oh, you catch it more in your home around your family than in restaurants. Come on. I don't know anybody personally except one person, my friend. She had the antibodies, but she doesn't remember ever having the virus. So how bad can that? Maybe we've all had antibodies to other things that we didn't know that were around.
I might have been exposed. We don't know yet until my husband's niece gets tested. She was exposed for sure to the virus because the people.
Well, you better tell her to take
job.
All of oregano.
Yeah, yeah. And then
How do we know what's in us isn't from something that was around 3-4 years ago? Nobody would even be testing for antibodies if it was. I just don't know what to do anymore. I just want to I just don't know what's, if anything happens to my mom who was healthy and some putz brings it in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Somebody brings it in. And gives it to, I'm just so sick of it all. I can't get a place. There's nobody can help with that. I called today, Jim. I left that message on your line, Frank. I just can't.
Yeah,
is it so hard to get a place to live in America? Do I have to go out and come in illegally before I can get anything in this country? Is that what it boils down to?
Hey, could,
I wish I had.
Did Jim say he would find you another lawyer who might sue?
He said he doesn't do nursing home issues like this, so he's going to call
Silo,
somebody at Silo.
Who would do it?
I'm sorry.
Can he find you someone who would?
He didn't say. He's just going to talk to somebody he knows at Silo and see if they know of anything to do.
Silo.
So he was going to call me back tomorrow at 2, and then I left a message. I realized that's about the time I get her phone call. So, so I had to call him back and tell him to call me next week. Then I called the Housing Connects people. I mean, everywhere I go, I hit a brick wall. All we want is a lousy stinking apartment that shouldn't be too hard to get, that we could be. This is getting more and more torturous. And if she can't get out of the damn nursing home, then I'm going to have to go in, that's all. Because we can't be separated anymore like this. We can't. We just can't. I have been with my mom for 61, because we can't count last year much. Since the day I was born, June 20th, 1958, I was with her every day and night. And because of last year, I missed so much with her. This is not fair. And the state's opening up again, but not the city. So, of course, we don't know what's going on. But something has to be done so we can be with our loved ones. Something has to, Governor, somebody has to assure us that we can be with our loved ones at some point in time, because this is just totally, totally ridiculous. And I can't take it much more. I can't. I mean, if this goes on for many more months, I don't know what's going to happen, because I just can't take it anymore. I can't. And I'm sure she feels the same way.
Yeah, I know so.
And this cruel and inhumane. And I know what you mean, Suzanne, about, you know, you don't want to sound jealous or anything. I feel the same way. These people upstairs, there is their family. You know, they're all together. And I can't be with my poor mom. Something is not right. Something is not right. It's just not right.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Mm. It's just greed and money. That's all it is. And it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's all it is.
It really
is. You
know
that.
Mm-hmm.
If you had money right this moment in your hand, I bet you'd rent an apartment and you would take your mom out of there and say, screw you, to the nursing home.
That's right.
Period.
That's
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen,
I think we
should look into the small claims court and see what's involved with that.
Yeah.
Why don't you call them tomorrow? Find out how to bring to get a summons against that center that had you on the wrong program.
Right. Yes.
See if they'll do it.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, because,
you have to call them, because I don't know if it's the right court to go to, because the people that had you on the wrong program are governed by the state. We have to find out.
I'd like to find
more claims.
I'd like to find out. Of course, I don't have a computer because I don't have anything. If I had a computer, I could look up all this stuff on my own. See, is this going on in other states too, or are people allowed to visit their loved ones, or is it only this person?
I think it's also going on in the other states that they all agreed, remember, with Cuomo to look at this as a group.
Who? Which states?
Remember the other states that all agreed to look at this issue?
His damn blue states. I'm not talking about blue. I'm talking about intelligent people. I'm talking about Smurfs in the blue states. I'm talking about intelligent people that have heart that might let their relatives visit their loved ones.
Well, maybe you've got a blue state in there and you just don't know. Maybe you've got a
red state
in there and you don't know. I'm sort of, honestly, right about now, ditching the red and the blue, ditching the purple, ditching all of those colors, and just say, America, vote for America. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not voting again. I've decided, unless Trump runs again, I am not voting ever again. I'm not. I'm sick of politics. Only if he runs again will I vote. But other than that, I'm not voting ever again. But anyway, he's refused again, the king upstate, to, release the things about nursing homes. He's refused again. How come he's not made to do that? Made to release them? Shouldn't he be made, ordered to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get a lawyer to take it into court.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they actually had lawsuits against him, but
I don't feel free. I really don't.
Your phone's breaking up again, Suzanne, a bit.
Yeah.
No, I said your phone was breaking up a bit again.
Yeah, I know. I said that everybody says that you're free, you know, and in America, but I don't sometimes feel free, you know.
It's true.
You know,
when you can't visit your loved one after almost one whole year, they have to, we're not even mentioned. We don't even come up as anything material to them. You know what I mean? We're so insignificant, people in nursing homes and the loved ones on the outside. We just don't even matter to them. We're so insignificant. Maybe if we all stopped sending the Social Security checks to the nursing homes, maybe then they'd get wise to things.
Yeah. And prevent them, while we're at it, from taking them out of the nursing, or let them, put them in a convenient home for them to be able, meaning a regular house with, you know, the right help
something,
and all of that.
Something
let
has
them pay
to be
for
done.
It.
Right.
Yeah, they
something
have
just has to be done, because this cannot go on. I know we're becoming communists, I know that, but they still don't have the right to let us be with our loved ones. And do you notice while all this is going on with the politics, we don't hear, 30,000 people are dying every day. That's sort of been put to the back burner when politics are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sick of it, but
all
I
right.
know.
Maureen, we're gonna move on with the rest of the show because I want to make a point, but try to find out about that small claims court.
May.
You don't need a lawyer for that.
And
you can go there. I'll go with you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ron. All right. Thanks, guys.
Call them and ask them if they
right.
will give you a summons against you know who. All right? Tell them what happened and see if they'll give you the summons. We can serve them, and we'll try to make a new story out of it.
Right.
Find out how much
what
their limit is that you can sue for.
That's
a good idea.
All right. Okay.
Worth a try.
It is worth a try.
What do you got to lose?
No.
All right, in a fight.
All right.
Thanks,
guys. Right. Take care.
Take care, Maureen.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
In a fight, and I got to tell you, it looks like the same old deal with the new president. Not one word that I've heard of from what you read.
We've got
about
Louis.
The table.
Yeah, we've got Louis too.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Biden, so far I'm very disappointed in you. But anyway, we'll see how much of it he's going to be able to push through. 213-816-1650. Mr. Biden, make everything accessible. You're going to raise the minimum wage. Nice. What good is that if a person goes into a place or can't even get into a place to get a job? You know, make everything accessible. All right, let's take a look. We got Lou?
Yeah, hold on.
Inner Sight Live, Louie on the line.
Hello, Suzanne. Yeah.
Hi, Louie. How you doing?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Is that Louie the Lip from Long Island?
you bet it is, Frank. This is Louie Rivera talking.
All right. And tomorrow night you're going to be on? You're going to be with us?
Yeah, the Follies on a Friday night at
now listen,
8 to 9 o'clock.
I want you to – I got some homework for you. Listen to me. I want you to sing a love song to Rosanna Dance. Now, you got to find a nice love song, you know.
Today is Thursday, Frank.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
A love song to Rosanna Dana.
Yep.
I'm okay.
Tomorrow night. I'll help you. I'll be the background, you know.
Yep.
Right.
I had one tooth removed, Lou.
Oh, sorry. Frank.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night on Insight. What?
No, he asked me how I was doing. So that's what I heard, and then I heard you in the background saying something. I'm sorry.
Oh, I can hardly understand you. All
that's
right.
The problem.
Yeah, Lou, what's up,
How about this one, Frank? Just love me.
Well, save it for tomorrow night, not now.
Come on in, lovely, and if I sleigh right together with you.
Oh, that's a Christmas song.
And chicks are better, rosy, and coffee and cozy are we.
All right, that's a Christmas song. We want a love song.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night,
a love
tomorrow
song,
night.
Yep. Tomorrow night, love song. Okay.
All right.
Chris, where's the Christmas music? It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Next
year, you got to bring it on.
Yeah.
It's over. Thank God for that.
Get a love song. Yeah, right.
All right.
You know it's going to be untrue. You know it's going to be a liar. If only only use. If it's gonna move much higher.
All right, tomorrow
come
night.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah, but tomorrow
come
night.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Tomorrow night.
A little preview of tomorrow night.
That's right. All right.
Call the fire department.
See you tomorrow night.
Okay, well, Sanders says good night and hasta mañana, everybody.
Hasta mañana,
tomorrow
night.
All right.
Okay.
All right. In a site around the world, a television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Thursdays, 7:30. That was tonight, wasn't it? Yeah. Thursday, 7:30, Channel 20 on Long Island Altice. You know, I got to tell you, it's not surprising to me. We get up here every night and talk about these things and great ideas, you know, try to help the government, the politicians, you know. It's not surprising to me that they left us out.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
It's typical. It's typical. And the only way we're ever really going to do it is to get the money on our own and just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
That's our only hope. So we'll see what happens with that. But once again, it appears that we're left out. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And let's see, our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, struggling through it. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And by the way, we're looking for an engineer. Anybody out there would like to help in it? Would like to help Inner Sight? Send us an email or call us at 631-224-3090. Inner Sight around the world, and we hope you like the show. We want to thank all our new listeners. Really appreciate people listening. And thanks to my good friend Liz for helping me today.
No, that
appreciate
was cool.
That.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you so much. Inner Sight, take that oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar. Don't wait for the doctors to cure you. Do it on your own. You'll be better off. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.